Hi, this morning's episode of the Geyer Cook Report, and hopefully it's morning for you too. I have a co-host right down there. Ivan is from Serbia, and he's pointing at his name tag there. So in order to discuss this Pinterest thing a little bit more, I happened to fire up the peer in this morning. Ivan came in and said, hey, let's talk about Pinterest. So Ivan, When you think in terms of Pinterest, what's your life experience with Pinterest been? How many years and so forth?
Well, my first Pinterest account got hacked.
Yeah.
That was, I don't remember when, but I made a second one a few months ago, and I've been using that one.
And is it working well for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of good positive feedback from the Pinterest that I've got engaged in. It's been a great performer in terms of how many users come visit, what their interests are, and so forth. And Pinterest descriptions are a big part of having that work. And so I found a link online, and let's go have a look at this and find out how to write Pinterest descriptions and still be BFF with Google, according to Christy Hill. And there you have it. ChristyHill.com is the website. You can see the logo up there in the corner. And her big headline, and this is what we're talking about today, is how to write Pinterest descriptions and still be BFF with Google. So this means that you write separate alt text descriptions and pin descriptions will help you win on all search and discovery platforms. And speaking of search and discovery platforms, you'll notice that she's got a save button for Pinterest, a save button for Twitter, a save button for Facebook, so that you can share and comment on this article in those venues. So I'd encourage you to do that. There's a good bit of information here. I'm not going to read it all. But Christy's gone in and explained why you should care about SEO and not just Pinterest. So have a look at that. And now let's go back to the show notes. So there's two different ways that you can add a Pinterest official description to your images that you're going to share on Pinterest. You can do it the code way or the plugin way. Like if you're in WordPress or Joomla, there's likely a plugin for sharing with your community using their plugin. There's a plugin, I think you have to pay to play, from Tasty Pins, shameless plug that I promised to give them. Okay? And the other thing that you want to consider is use up to 20 different relevant hashtags for your Pinterest pins. So it used to be you have to have at least 2 hashtags. No, they're saying now that you should have 20. I can't confess that I'm doing 20 hashtags on a Pinterest pin. Maybe a couple, 2 or 3, 6 maybe. So there's some resources at the bottom of the show notes that, as you know, you can get to them if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. And I've got a best practice guide that's in there. And then a creative approach to Pinterest. And that's one of these is from Pinterest. And so you'll have to click on them and find out which one is which. Okay. I want to thank my co-host, Ivan. Well, Serbia always gets to have a great day in Serbia. Thanks for being with us today. Thanks to all the patrons of the Geyer Cook Report. We couldn't do it without you. We appreciate your support. And then you're in the show notes. Take a look at the links there. We're available on Podbean and a number of places. There's future episodes coming up Monday through Friday. We'll talk about this at 7 a.m. in a discussion and more detail. There's Geyer Cook Report credits list. There's a link for it right there. And so that I don't mangle any more verbiage, that concludes this episode of the Geyer Cook Report. It's a wrap.